Most women think they need more motivation or discipline to change their arms. But what they're actually missing is the ability to stay with their own progress. In this episode, I'm going to show you how learning to savor small wins changes not just your arms, but your confidence and consistency for good. You're listening to the Arm Coach Podcast with me, Christine Rucker, arm coach and founder of the Arms by Christine program. Here, we talk about toned and sculpted arms and what it really takes to get sustainable results so you can feel proud and confident in sleeveless clothes. Hey everyone, welcome to the Arm Coach Podcast, episode 105. If you're someone who keeps telling yourself you just need more discipline to get toned arms, I want you to listen closely. Because most women don't struggle with consistency because they're lazy or unmotivated. That's not it. What actually trips you up usually happens after you do something right? After the workout, after the follow through, after the week where you finally showed up for yourself. That's when your brain quietly goes looking for a reward. And today, I want to show you how that one moment is shaping your results more than your workouts ever could. This is where the think, feel, act cycle applies to everything. Not just food, not just workouts, and not just habits. Everything. Your arms, your confidence, your follow through, your relationship with yourself. It's all happening right there. I was coaching a client recently who had been working on her arms consistently, and that alone was a big deal for her. She had a long history of starting strong and stopping the moment things felt uncomfortable or boring or maybe hard. She had some anxiety about sticking with it, right? Some stress around whether this time would actually be different. But instead of letting that anxiety run the show, she had been practicing watching her thoughts, paying attention to how those thoughts made her feel, and choosing on purpose how she wanted to show up. Anyway, that's the think, feel, act cycle in real life. She followed through. She did the workouts she said she would do, right? Not perfectly, not magically, but consistently. And when she told me about it, she was genuinely proud of herself. And then she said something really interesting. She said, "Normally, after something like this, my brain immediately looks for a reward." You probably know that moment, right? You finish a workout and your brain says, "Okay, what do I get?" You have a good week and your brain says, "Let's celebrate." Maybe that means food. Maybe that means skipping the next workout. Maybe it means telling yourself you've done enough. It's automatic for so many of us. But this time, she noticed it happening. And instead of immediately reaching for something, she paused. She let herself feel it. She let herself actually experience the pride, the confidence, the feeling of, "I kept my word to myself." She slowed it down and asked herself, "What does this feel like in my body? What does self-trust feel like? What does momentum feel like?" And she stayed there. No extra reward, no dopamine hit layered on top of it, just presence. And it was a completely different experience for her because instead of teaching her brain that success needs to be followed by food or skipping or undoing the work, she taught her brain that the feeling itself was the reward. That matters more than you think. So many of us have trained our brains to believe that positive emotions aren't enough on their own. That they need to be enhanced, boosted, upgraded. And usually that upgrade comes from something external. Food, wine, giving ourselves permission to stop. But every time you do that, you're teaching your brain something. You're teaching it that follow through isn't satisfying on its own. That pride needs a payoff. That consistency requires a prize. And today, that's what I want you to start understanding. What actually happens when you let yourself savor a positive emotion? What happens when you don't rush to augment it? Why your brain wants dopamine even when things are already good? And how learning to stay with pride might be one of the most important skills you ever build for toned arms. I talk a lot about how dopamine gets used to numb negative emotions. That's something that you've heard me teach before. But what we don't talk about enough is how we use dopamine to avoid fully feeling positive emotions too. And this is usually where someone asks me a version of the same question. Okay, but what about when I reward myself? What about when I feel good? What about when I've had a good week with my arms and I want to celebrate? What about when it feels cozy or deserved or earned? And usually that question is followed by an unspoken assumption, okay? That celebrating with food, skipping workouts, or letting yourself off the hook isn't a problem because it's positive, right? Because it feels good, because you've earned it. But here's where I might surprise you. I'm not here to tell you whether that's a problem or not. And I'm also not here to tell you what you should or shouldn't do. But I am going to ask you the same question I always ask. Do you like the results you're getting? That's it. That's the question. Do you like what happens to your arms when every win gets paired with a reward that slowly undoes the win? Because what most women don't realize is that celebrating progress with dopamine is still training your brain in a very specific way. So instead of debating whether it's good or bad, right or wrong, I want you to understand what's actually happening in your brain when you do this. Then you get to decide if you like the results you're creating. So let's talk about why we do this in the first place. I spend a lot of time teaching you how to tune in to negative emotions, right? What they actually feel like in your body. Not the story you tell yourself about them, but the physical sensations. And for a lot of you, that feels unfamiliar. It definitely did for me, because when I felt uncomfortable or when I felt insecure, restless, or lonely, I didn't go into my body, right? I went straight into my head. I hate this. This is awful. When is this ever going to go away? Why do I always feel this way? I would spin in thoughts about the emotion instead of actually feeling it. What I wasn't used to doing was slowing down and asking myself, what is actually happening in my body right now? Because here's the wild part. When you start paying attention to the physical sensations of an emotion, you realize something shocking. They almost never match the story in your head. Your brain is yelling, oh, this is unbearable. But your body is usually just experiencing tightness, warmth, restlessness, pressure, sensation. Okay, nothing dangerous, nothing unmanageable, just sensation. So when you start tuning in, you might notice really simple things, right? Like your chest tightens, maybe your breathing gets shallow. There's pressure in your shoulders or jaw, maybe tension in your arms. And once you notice that, you get to ask a powerful question. Is this something I actually have to escape from? Or is this just a physical sensation I'm not used to feeling? Do I really need to eat something or scroll, skip my workout, or reward myself just so I don't have to feel a little tightness in my chest or tension in my muscles? Because that's usually what's happening. We're not reacting to danger. We're reacting to sensation. And I talk about this with you a lot when it comes to uncomfortable emotions. But here's the part that most people never talk about. The same thing is happening with positive emotions too. When you feel proud after a workout, when you feel strong, when you feel accomplished, those feelings show up in your body as well. Your chest expands, your breathing deepens, your muscles soften. You might feel warmth, sometimes even a pleasant buzzing or goosebumps, right? And yet most of us are just as disconnected from those sensations as we are from the uncomfortable ones. If you're not used to noticing what negative emotions feel like in your body, you're probably not used to noticing what positive emotions feel like either. And here's the truth. If you don't know what pride feels like in your body, you can't savor it. You can't stay with it. You can't build on it, which is exactly why that client experience is such a shift for her. She had followed through. She felt proud. She felt satisfied, right? She felt victorious. And instead of her attention jumping ahead to, okay, how do I reward this? She stayed right there. She let the feeling wash over her. And that's what savoring actually is. Savoring isn't thinking about the emotion. It's immersing yourself in it. It's letting yourself fully experience how that pride feels in your body, right? Really letting it sink in, letting it land. But the moment your brain goes looking for dopamine, right? The moment you start planning the reward, you've already left the experience. Your attention is no longer in your body. It's no longer in the present moment. It's in the future, waiting for something better to happen. And here's the hard truth. You cannot savor a positive emotion if your attention is elsewhere. So I really want you to think about this, okay? Something good is happening, right? You're feeling a positive emotion. And listen, every woman I coach says she wants more of that, right? I just want to feel better. I just want to feel calmer. I just want to feel proud of myself. I just want to feel confident in my body. Everybody says they want more positive emotion. And then the brain does the most ironic thing. It immediately moves away from it, right? It starts scanning for, okay, how do we make this better? How do we celebrate? How do I get that concentrated hit of dopamine? And this is such an important piece to understand if you want toned arms and real consistency, because we say we want positive emotions, but we keep treating them like they're not enough. We keep trying to augment them. And when you augment something, what you're doing is you're adding something to improve it or complete it. Okay, so here's my question. When it comes to your positive emotions, why are we treating them like they need completing? Why are we acting like pride is incomplete unless we add a treat? Like progress isn't real unless we celebrate it with something external. That right there is a belief, and it's costing you more than you think. So let me give you an example I hear all the time from my ARM clients. They'll tell me, at night, once I'm finally done with everything, I sit down and I relax. Okay, it's my routine. It's my reward. It's my time. And that routine usually includes something like this: a snack, a drink, a dessert. I earned this moment. And again, I'm not here to tell you what you should do, okay? I'm here to show you what your brain is learning. Okay, so imagine this, right? You've had a day where you followed through. You did your arm workout. You feel that little glow of pride, right? You feel accomplished. You feel grounded. Maybe you even feel hopeful, right? Your thoughts are creating emotions like satisfaction, confidence, relief, and self-respect. But now, let's say you've made it a habit to always add dopamine on top of that, right? Every time you feel proud, you follow it with a treat. Every time you feel accomplished, you follow it with a reward. And every time you feel strong, you immediately top it off with food or wine or scrolling or skipping the next day, right? You are literally pairing that positive emotion with an extra hit of dopamine. And if you do that consistently, guess what happens? When you take the dopamine away, suddenly the same moment feels wrong. You still did the workout. You're still sitting there at night. You still have the same life, but it's like, ugh, this isn't as satisfying. Something is missing. This isn't as fun. What's the point? And I want you to really see what happened. It's not that your life became less enjoyable. It's not that the pride isn't real. It's that you trained your brain to expect the dopamine to finish the feeling. So when it's just you and your positive emotion minus the dopamine, your brain interprets that as lack. And over time, you start turning down the volume on gratitude, satisfaction, and pride. Those emotions start to feel muted, almost dull, like they just don't hit the same, not because they're actually weak, but because you're so used to adding dopamine on top of them that your brain has stopped appreciating them on their own. And that's the part most women don't understand. You're not just rewarding yourself. You're teaching your brain that your own positive emotions aren't enough to be worth feeling. So I really want you to think about this. Why are humans in such a rush to augment everything? And why would we ever want to put ourselves in the position where we've trained our brains to pair every positive emotion with something extra? So that when we don't add it, those same positive emotions don't feel as good, because that's what's happening. The volume gets turned down. And I think the real problem is this. So many of us have absolutely no idea how to be with an emotion, not a negative one, and honestly, not a positive one either. No one ever taught us how to truly feel an emotion, how to stay with it, how to savor it. So instead, we rush to do, what we rush to do is either numb the emotions we're convinced we can't tolerate, or augment the emotions we're convinced need improving. Not because they do, but because we're disconnected from our bodies. And I'll tell you this, I never want to experience something beautiful and think, you know what? This is nice, but it's missing something. Right? I don't want my own life to feel lackluster unless I add something to it. And this really hit me a few years ago when I was in Sedona with a big group of people, and we were watching one of those sunsets that Sedona is known for. The sky, it's where the sky just doesn't even look real. The red rocks are glowing. Everything feels quiet and expansive and almost sacred. It was one of those moments where you can feel it in your body, awe and wonder and gratitude. And here's what stood out to me. As we're standing there watching this incredible sunset, some people immediately started reaching for things, drinks, phones, more conversation, more stimulation. And I remember thinking, why? This is already complete. This is already magical. And what struck me even more was how different the experiences were. I was quiet. I was fully in it, just letting the moment wash over me, really feeling it in my body. And others were getting louder, more animated, more stimulated. And I remember thinking, wow, okay, we are all standing in the same place, looking at the same sunset, but we're having very different experiences. And when the sun finally disappeared, most of the group like immediately moved on. Like, okay, done. What's next? People started packing up, heading inside, talking about the next plan. And I remember wanting to say, wait, can we just sit here for a minute? Can we just talk about what just happened? Because I could still feel it, that sense of awe. It like stayed with me, not just for an hour, but for the rest of the night, even days after. It felt like my body had absorbed the experience. And that's when it really clicked for me. When you allow yourself to fully experience a positive emotion without augmenting it, it lasts longer. But when you stack a dopamine on top of it, the experience burns fast and fades fast. I saw the same thing years earlier when I used to drink, maybe day drink or something. If I started my weekend with a mimosa and didn't keep that buzz going, the rest of the day felt awful, sluggish, headachy, like something was wrong. Not because anything was wrong, but because once you train your brain to rely on dopamine to finish an experience, the absence of it feels like a problem. And watching that play out in Sedona made it so clear. We weren't deepening the experience by adding to it. We were shortening it. And listen, I want to be really clear about something. A few years ago, if you had put me in that same situation, I would have been the first one saying, yes, absolutely. Of course, we need something else. Of course, we should add to this. Of course, we should make this better. Sitting outside for hours watching the sun, my old brain would have been like, well, we obviously need help with that. So don't misunderstand me. I'm not talking down to anyone here. I used to augment positive emotions all the time. Not because I was bad or broken, but because I didn't know how to feel them either. I wasn't tuned into my body. I wasn't savoring anything. I was mostly just anticipating dopamine. And if I'm being really honest, it was never really about the moment. It was about what was coming next. And this is usually where someone says, okay, but you know, what's the problem? We're adults. It feels good. Why not augment? Why not improve a good thing? And that's actually a really fair question. So here's what I want to ask you first. Do you really know what you're trying to improve upon? Are you actually so tuned into your positive emotions that you can honestly say, yes, I am fully feeling joy, awe, gratitude, pride, contentment. And now I want to enhance them. Or are you reaching for something because you're not really used to feeling them at all? Because if you're not practiced at tuning into uncomfortable emotions, my guess is you're not practiced at savoring positive ones either. I certainly wasn't. I didn't know how to feel anything in my body, right? Not anxiety, not sadness, and definitely not joy. So if augmentation feels necessary, it might not be because the emotion is lacking. It might be because you're disconnected from it. And here's the second thing to consider. Augmenting doesn't come without a cost. Now, listen, that cost might be worth it to you, and that's okay. This isn't about judgment. It's about awareness. There's the obvious physical cost. Your body has to process what you put into it. You could overeat or get dehydrated. Maybe you start thinking foggy. Maybe there's sluggishness, extra calories, recovery. your body goes on a whole mission to deal with it. But there's also a quieter cost that most people never think about. What does habitually augmenting positive emotions do to your ability to experience them on their own? Do they feel as rich if you're always reaching for something to complete them? In my experience, no. What I see a lot is people saying things like, I just don't enjoy things the way I used to. I don't really feel excited. I don't know. It just doesn't hit the same. And I always think that's heartbreaking. Why would I want to live a life where a sunset, a quiet moment, or a sense of pride feels muted? And here's the part that completely surprised me. Once I stopped augmenting my positive emotions, it felt like someone turned up the volume on them. And I wasn't expecting that. I didn't go into it thinking, wow, life is going to feel better than ever. Totally was not my mindset. But that's what happened, because I learned how to actually be present and learned how to let an emotion land. I learned how to stay with it instead of immediately looking ahead to something else. And when you stop outsourcing satisfaction to the future, the present moment gets louder. It gets richer, more alive, and more satisfying, not because your life changed, but because you finally learned how to feel it. So when I stopped relying on external rewards, I was forced to pay attention to something I had been avoiding for a long time. I had to actually feel my uncomfortable emotions, the frustration, the restlessness, the urge to quit, the discomfort of not getting immediate relief. And at first that felt hard, but here's what surprised me. Learning how to stay with uncomfortable emotions also taught me how to stay with positive ones. I didn't realize I was building a skill. I just thought I was getting through it. But what I was really learning was how to feel. And that skill changed everything, because when I wasn't constantly looking for a reward, I could be fully present with what was happening. My brain wasn't jumping ahead to the future thinking, this will be better once, or I'll enjoy this more when. I was here in the moment, and the moment was enough. And when I think about it now, there are so many moments in my life that in the past, I would have immediately tried to enhance or complete with some kind of reward, like winning figure competitions, running a marathon, marrying the love of my life, the births of my grandchildren, speaking on stage, getting certified as a life coach, launching a podcast, moments of pride, moments of accomplishment, moments where I did something hard and followed through. For my ARM clients, this is the equivalent of finally sticking with something, showing up even when motivation is low, keeping a promise to yourself without needing to make it easier or softer afterward. Instead of rushing past those moments or topping them off with something external, I learned how to savor them. And I can honestly tell you, my positive emotions, they feel stronger now. Not louder in a chaotic way, just deeper, like more grounded, more real, because I'm actually there for them, right? I'm not distracted. I'm not waiting for something else to happen. I'm not thinking, when do I get the real reward? The feeling itself is the reward. And this is the part I really want you to hear. The ability to savor a positive emotion is a skill. It's not a personality trait. It's not something you either have or don't have. It's something you practice. Most women don't know how to do this. I didn't for a very long time, but there is a huge payoff in learning it. So let's come back to the big question. Is it a problem to augment your positive emotions? Is it a problem to try to improve upon or complete them? The first question I want you to ask is this: do they actually need improving? And listen, I'm not here to tell you what's right or wrong. My question is always the same: do you like the results you're getting? You might, and that's okay. But what I do want you to understand is what you're teaching your brain. Because if you habitually pair pride, relief, progress, or accomplishment with a reward, at some point, you start to believe that those emotions aren't enough on their own. And when that happens, they start to feel like something is missing, right? I don't want joy to feel incomplete. I don't want pride to feel flat. And I don't want confidence and gratitude, love, or excitement to feel like they don't measure up. These are the emotions we say we want more of. But when the brain gets used to food, treats, or letting yourself off the hook being the real celebration, the real reward, those emotions quietly lose their impact. They don't feel as rich anymore. And here's something important to know. If you decide to stop using rewards, even just pause them for a little while, there will be a readjustment period. There definitely was for me. At first, your brain will absolutely tell you that something is missing. It'll say, this feels weird. This just isn't as fun. Something's off. That's not because anything is wrong. It's because your brain hasn't learned yet how to experience the emotion without the extra stimulation. But if you stay with it, your brain settles. And that's when something really interesting happens. You start to actually feel the emotion, not rush past it, not dilute it, not wait for something else to happen. You can't do this if you just swap one reward for another. You can't do this if your attention is always elsewhere. Savoring requires presence. And if you learn how to do this, here's what I promise you. There is more joy available to you. There's more pride, more confidence, more satisfaction, and definitely more gratitude. What you're feeling right now is just the tip of the iceberg, not because your life isn't good, but because you're not fully in it yet. When I decided to stop relying on external rewards, I thought I was moving toward a life that was healthier. I thought I was moving toward fewer regrets, better decisions, and more self-respect. I had no idea. I was also moving toward a life where positive emotions felt deeper and more alive than anything I had experienced before. And the reason is simple. I learned how to stay with them. There is no downside to savoring pride. There is no downside to fully feeling joy and awe and contentment, right? Gratitude or love. So I want you to think about this. The next time you feel proud of yourself, the next time you follow through, the next time you feel even a flicker of progress, ask yourself, do I really believe this isn't enough? Or am I willing to let it land? Because learning how to savor a positive emotion might be one of the most powerful skills you ever build. And it's so worth it. All right, everyone, that's what I have for you today. As always, if you have questions or topics that you'd like me to cover, reach out. Okay, and I'll see you all next week. Hey, before you go, if this episode or any of the other episodes on this podcast have helped you in any way, please leave a 5-star rating and review. Your review will help us find and have maximum impact on as many women as possible. While you're there, hit the subscribe button so we can continue on this journey to Sculpted Arms Together. Thank you so much for your support. I've loved having you here today, and talk soon in the next episode. Bye.